Yeah, it's key for us to try and start another run now. It's still really tightly packed, the league. It's, I think, what are we, 5 points off the playoffs with a game in hand, but only four off the bottom four, so really compact. I think we can go within 2 points of them with a game in hand, so it's a good opportunity for us. Very, very tough challenge. I think they've won the last six at home. Keith's got them a really high energised team, very difficult place to go and get a result, but for me, I see that as an opportunity. It's an opportunity for my players to go and just make a bit of a statement that we can bounce back against a good team at Rochdale.
Like you, I was studying the table yesterday, and we are getting to a bit of a sort of a crossroads point, aren't we, where the season can go one way or the other, it would seem.
Yeah, Ken, I think it's important. We said this block of four, Gillingham being one of them, is important. And if we can pick up 6 to 8 points from that, I think it'll put us where we want to be. But that means we have to go to Rochdale and put in a performance. But I think my lads can do that. I've got belief in my team, and I think we can go and cause problems for them.
And there, as you say, on the verge of the playoffs, they're just outside the playoffs on goal difference at the moment. So they've had a pretty decent start to the season themselves.
Yeah, they have, and Keith does really well. He does great with a small budget. Year in, year out, he's always pushing and flirting with the playoffs. And I'm sure he'll be the same this year. He knows how to get results in this league, and he knows how to cause problems for teams. And he'll set up with a really high energy team, and he did the same against Swindon at the weekend, and coming off the back of an emphatic 4-0 win. It'll be a tough test for us, but hopefully it'll be a tough test for them. So I'm looking forward to it.
And he seems to be one of those managers that's a good fit for a certain club. He went away to Barnes and it didn't quite work out for him. He's back at Rochdale and seems to be getting them playing well again.
He does. Year in, year out, he punches above his weight. And you can see why he's very enthusiastic. We call it a little bit old school, but that's not a bad thing. I think it's important we keep some tradition in football. And he just demands work ethic from his players, and he wants them to go out and enjoy it, and he enjoys proving people wrong, which he does year in and out. He's still in the FA Cup as well, so it's a good season for Keith so far. I'm just going to try and have him put the brakes on it a little bit if we can tomorrow night.
From your point of view, you're contemplating many changes. I suppose you've got to assess that the energy levels of the players in training today and then make some decisions from there, haven't you?
Yeah, we've come through it unscathed, a few kicks, but the team in general is okay, so we've still got the same squad to pick from. I'll have a look at them today out there in the nice sunny weather, and we'll see who, and it'll be similar tomorrow night, so it's not a bad test really. We see who looks energetic out there today, and I've got no problem with Saturday, Tuesday, but I think we're okay from that. I won't be resting players from that point of view, but I'll see how they respond today, and we'll pick a team to put on a performance tomorrow night.
You got to a certain level in the Gillingham game, but it was finishing in the end that ultimately cost you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think both games, if you look back, if we could take away the last 6 minutes from both games, we'll probably be eighth now. So that's where it's important for the players. It's such fine lines now. It's these little marginal gains people talk about, and we'll be looking of ways where we can possibly turn that pressure into goals. And we can't keep dominating teams and not getting that second goal. And I think that's in the last two games, that's what's cost us. But at least we're creating the opportunities. That's key. And we're limiting the opposition to very minimal chances as well. So that's a really important part for me, and hopefully over the season that turns round in our favour, and we're looking to do that over the next two or three games.
And after a couple of months out, Flo Cavelier was back on the bench. Good to see him part of the group again.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, we gave him a target of Sheffield United away, so he's before that. He brings good energy as well, and it's good for Flo because he's been frustrated this season, and he wants so much to be a part of this squad, and now it's important for him to build from that and hopefully get himself into the team, and when he gets his chance he needs to take it.